greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. It's the weekend, and you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're glad you're tuned in today. We're going to have a little bit of fun with the Easter Bunny. I don't know if we're going to grill any rabbit or not. That might get a little bit aggressive with the kids. But on the other hand, Hossam Pfeffer is not a bad deal. So I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, and I'm not even Jewish, and I eat that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's a very big weekend for Christians around the nation, around the world, we want to celebrate it properly with some good holiday food and bring some reverence to that holiday that it deserves so much. But we want to welcome you to the show and thank you for taking an hour out of your weekend to just hang out with a couple of mutton heads. That's lamb.
Absolutely. You know, we might talk about a little lamb on the grill a little later, because that is also a traditional Easter protein, if we will. Obviously, we're going to cover ham. Our old friend, Cowboy Rob Russell.
How about that?
You're not going to want to miss that segment. One, it's just always good to talk to Robbie. But two, this guy has got a recipe for a ham that you're not going to want to miss. Some people eat a little smoked turkey once in a while. And then we might even cover some vegetables and dessert before it's all done. But, Bob, this week, you know, you asked me earlier today, what'd you grill, Jop? And I have to be very honest with you, is not much this last week. Spent a little bit of time in the oven and was just cooking last-minute meals this week for some reason. It seems like I was running like crazy and never had any time to step out in front of the grill. And then it rained a couple days, and then it was like, nah, you know, usually we chat a little bit about what we've had on the grill, but I kind of blanked this week. But you know what? I didn't blank on the micro-brewed beer. Our friends at Arcadia Ales are producing the fantastic cheap date. I'm telling you, man, that's my go-to session ale, 5.5% alcohol, and easy drinking. Sit back, do three or four of those over the course of a Saturday afternoon, and you know what? You can still go out and have a little party on Saturday night, too. So enjoyed me some cheap date this week. But what'd you cook? Anything?
Oh, yeah. I'm almost out of gas on my gas grill. I did, you know, we had a lot of rain and stuff, so it was
like, you hardwired that thing.
No, I'm still using that little portable because I haven't moved my big kitchen over that. Started that process last fall, and then the snow told me to quit. But no, I use my little G-Sport. It's plus there's generally only like four or five of us that I have to worry about. So that little thing works great.
Oh yeah, infrared, right?
Yep. So I did. You know, we're big on this Snap Fitness thing now, so we're doing a lot of chicken.
Okay.
And which I love grilling anyway, especially on infrared.
Boneless?
Got that down. I did both. I did some thighs one night, and I did skinless, boneless chicken breasts the second night. And with infrared, the skinless, boneless actually turn out beautiful.
Much better than they do on a regular gas grill.
Yes. Yes. Right. So, and bring them right to 163, 64, you know, and then they're good. I just put a little EVO and salt and pepper on them, and my wife, she loves them. I mean, we use them then. So we tend to do quantities when we do
fill
the grill up. So I'll do like one or two big packets, and then we'll have breasts in the refrigerator for a couple of days, because if the boys happen home for a day or two, you know.
The eating machines.
Those pterodactyls will rip anything out of the fridge. And then I'll like chop that up for chicken salad. You know, I use that. I got hooked on those chicken salads that Arby's makes, and it's really simple. It's just like you chop the grilled chicken up, skinless, and a nice small pieces for a sandwich. And then you put some pecans and some red grapes and some apples and celery.
Oh, like those Granny Smith apples, those green
ones. Any kind of apple, whatever you've got. And then throw some basic Hellman's light mayo in there. Makes a fantastic, fantastic apple salad, apple chicken salad. Red grapes as well.
Oh, really? Yeah. Green and red ones.
So there's a lot of fruit in it. It's half fruit, half chicken.
Yeah,
with and a little Hellman's. Go easy on the light Hellman's, and yeah, it's pretty healthy.
Wow. Are you eating that on bread, or are you just eating it on a plate like it is?
Do it on a wrap sometimes, just do it on lettuce. It's great on lettuce.
Oh, so you use the lettuce as the wrap,
just make a nice big salad out of it. You know, do the same thing with tuna, but
yeah, I might sprinkle a little blue cheese on that too. But of course, that kind of defeats the purpose of the Snap Fitness Healthy Grill. So
yeah, well, I have been hitting Snap every day, and I can't even. Sometimes you want to get lazy. You know, you just want to just say, I don't really have time. Like,
find seven reasons not to go,
man.
Like I have.
Telling
as opposed
you.
To the telling one you. I should. Yeah.
It's really easy to be lazy. But my wife is a machine, and she's like regimented. And when she's really task oriented anyway, I'm pretty,
Well, she has to be to live with you.
Squirrels distract me.
I
so,
get it. Yeah.
So I don't want her to beat me. So this is a competition between the two of us.
Right.
I made her feel my arm last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I won't ask you what she made you feel. That's not appropriate.
Yeah, you shouldn't even mention that. It's
right.
An Easter show.
So what'd she think of that? What'd she think of that big gun?
She just paid me a nice compliment.
Well, that's
but it's nice to finally get muscle tone again.
Right.
That's the thing. If you don't belong to a gym, I'm telling you.
Well, when you're north of 55, that's hard to do.
Yes,
I admire the work it takes.
It's really hard.
The work it takes to get back there.
It's really hard. The sit-ups, especially on the sit-up bench. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was in there this morning.
Flaming abs.
I was groaning.
Yeah, I bet you were.
You know, there's a lot of young bucks in there, and they've got big guns and all this stuff. And
speaking of big guns, why don't you give us a little update on Operation GI Barbecue?
Okay, that's a great idea. As a matter of fact, I'll just do a little bit on it to catch everybody up. But next weekend, you're going to be on vacation.
So, I'm working.
Well, okay. But you're going to be
out of town.
Traveling across the country for business.
Right.
So I'm bringing in Lieutenant Colonel Denny Gillum to guest host with me. And it's going to be all about Operation GI Barbecue. And I'm going to bring in everybody involved. And we're going to wrap this thing up because hopefully next week we'll have our base approvals for the three bases that we're targeting to bring these shipments to. And so it's going to be an exclusive show all about GI Barbecue. But I'll tip my hand a little bit. We are splitting it up now into three bases. We can't go to Afghanistan.
That's just
not going to work. No. But it's okay because the troops all end up back here. These bases need help. They're underfunded as well, so we'll bring the barbecue to where they're going to permanently stay. And we've selected two guard bases and one regular, as you know. And so we'll unveil that next weekend, and we're going to bring on the company that's going to make the smokers for us, which is out of Kansas City. It's called American Barbecue Systems, and they have stepped up and are giving us a fantastic deal on three really nice reverse offset smokers like mine.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we're excited about that, and we really appreciate everybody's support that you've given in this Operation GI Barbecue effort. We started that, Memorial Day will be a year ago, and we had big lofty goals, and we've hit them. And it's just the only snag we ran into is being able to take this thing overseas, and logistically it was just impossible. But we will prevail. The money's still all there. Guarantee that 100%, and it will go to the design purpose that we started on. Coming up next, we might run a little lamb around the pasture and catch him and grill him up. Stick with us. We'll be back.